Anthony Lewis says throughout history, American courts have let constitutional rights slide in times of war or other fear. But afterwards, he says, people always realize it was an overreaction to what seemed like a terrifying moment at the time. Lewis worked for the New York Times for nearly 50 years, notably as a legal affairs reporter. He spoke on civil liberties in a time of terror to a packed house at the University of Wisconsin Law School. He started by saying that, according to the Bush administration, any one of the audience members could be labeled an enemy combatant, then taken away at any time, and held indefinitely without being able to speak to a lawyer or the press. Lewis would like his audience to believe, as he does, that the administration is going too far.
I would hope they were worried about where the Bush administration is taking us on civil liberties and the extent, the really extreme extent of the claims of presidential power to detain people without trial, without access to their lawyers, all as a result of a unilateral government decision. To me, it's shocking, and I hope they're shocked.
Lewis also named several other things the administration has done that he doesn't approve of. For example, allowing military tribunals for non-citizens and claiming the Geneva Convention for Humane Treatment of Prisoners of War does not apply to the detainees at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. The government says it will do its best to live up to the Geneva Convention, but it doesn't have to make any promises. That's because it calls the prisoners criminals, not prisoners of war. Lewis quoted a lawyers group which was skeptical of the administration for calling those detainees criminals and avoiding the standards for POW treatment, but at the same time calling domestic prisoners enemy combatants and avoiding the protections entitled to criminals. Lewis believes also that the choice to ignore the POW convention could make things tougher for captured American soldiers if the country goes to war with Iraq. An audience member asked about the administration's claim that this is a new kind of war that needs to be dealt with differently. Lewis said the U.S. should work that out with the other countries that signed the treaty. Lewis says even though the country is more rights-oriented today than during previous crises, he thinks the present rollback of civil liberties is especially alarming for one reason. It's not clear when or if the current war on terror will be considered over. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.